This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital neo room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. Also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, we've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I am.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Colonel, we got to start with the obvious today, and that is Governor Andrew Cuomo, because he's been accused of sexually harassing multiple women and creating a work environment that was hostile to women, so says the New York State Attorney General, Letitia James. Now, this comes with 74,000 pieces of evidence and interviews with 179 people, as well as Cuomo, and a report that's 155 pages long.
And, you know, Captain, it was astounding yesterday, and I think it even goes, at this point, it goes beyond allegations. The amount of evidence that you just cited and the damning public report by the New York Attorney General yesterday, I think should leave any doubt in any reasonable American's mind, regardless of party, that Governor Cuomo is guilty of both criminal and civil ought to be charged that way. And at the very minimum, the New York Assembly needs to step up and quit balking at impeachment of Governor Cuomo. I think that's within any doubt.
Yeah, 68% of those polled yesterday in the legislature said that they were willing to get rid of Governor Cuomo to have him impeached. So that's definitely the two-thirds.
Yeah, I don't think you stopped there. It was astounding. You know, I always often tell folks that I continue to be disappointed at things that are occurring in our nation around me, but I'm no longer surprised.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very disappointed, but not a bit surprised, at 1 p.m. yesterday when Governor Cuomo came on, and basically he pursued the same line that he's built for himself, but he almost can't even back off of it from day one when it was just simply allegations, and it's well beyond that, and denying it and essentially blaming the victims and trying to drum up sympathy for himself as if he is the victim. And, you know, it's pretty clear that the investigation that was authorized by the New York Attorney General and conducted by two and briefed by two outside well-known, well-respected investigators,
right.
which was very damning. It's pretty clear that that investigation itself was not a bit political, as Governor Cuomo suggests. Now, the outcome as of right now is political, and it will be until we have criminal civil charges filed and we try and convict Cuomo, mm-hmm. and the state assembly moves forward and impeaches him. I think it would be astounding if any one of those three things does not occur.
Right. I absolutely agree with you. Okay. And now I want to talk about the police versus the military when it comes to the suicide rates. Now, we had another horrible incident yesterday at the train platform outside the Department of Defense where a Department of Defense police officer was stabbed to death. Now, the other officers that were on that platform shot and killed the assailant, but this guy was a known to the police officers in Georgia, where he was from, was known, had a lengthy rap sheet, and he had tried to join the Marine Corps, was 27 years old, and he was in for about 30 days, and then he got tossed out.
Yeah, well, Captain, this is almost a case of stop me when you've heard this storyline before. And the interesting thing was is the Pentagon was pretty slow. In fact, the initial report, of course, was that the police officer was killed, but they were actually weren't going to come out and say that as well. But it's almost like deja vu. But, you know, it's interesting, relating to this, of course, and we're talking about first responders. We're talking about those who serve in blue, which we all respect, rightfully so. But the headline, when the third police officer committed suicide of the Capitol Police, the headline says, the third police officer on duty on 6 January commits suicide. The 6 January on duty is a red herring part of the headline. Mm-hmm. It's a red herring. It is almost as if that police officer happened to have either blue or brown eyes and somehow trying to associate the suicide with the fact that it was a blue or brown-eyed police officer. That's not right. You know, I went back to a recent study. It was from September 2019 of suicide and...
Yeah, you're hearing...
All right, Captain, we good?
Yeah, we are hearing the music. We got to come back on the other side and we'll finish that conversation.
All right. Yeah, there is more to be said on that.
You betcha. Hold on. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, that's my uptown girl right there, Kathy Curtis, and we thank her for doing that liner for us. Thank you very much, Kathy. By the way, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners who just bought a new Nissan. It's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, through the Midwest, and all the way out as far west as Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. It all starts with Moss Care that gives you the free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss, over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of, and trade-ins, oh, yeah, they got them. And guess what? You might be driving a trade-in right now that could be worth 45% more than what it was 5 months ago. You won't know till you go and have your vehicle appraised. And then, if it's worth more than what you think it's going to be, you can upgrade your ride and get yourself something really neat as a result and have extra money in your pocket, too. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan's motto is, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and test drive the hottest new SUV on the market, the all-new redesigned Rogue. Remember, the You Serve, You Save program is there, too. If you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, or a church pastor, Moss will take really great care of you. Now, they've got locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of money, too. All right. Back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and good morning, Colonel, and again, thanks for being a regular on Wednesdays on the program. Got a lot of great comments about it.
Well, good morning, Captain. My pleasure. You know, before the break, we were talking about suicide. The incidence of the high rate of suicide amongst those who serve in blue, the police, has a lot of parallels with the high suicide rate amongst veterans, those who have served in the military. And that should not be surprising. It's largely because of the environment in which they work. It has nothing to do with the environment of 6 January. And the highest rates, of course, in the high-stress areas like New York City and Los Angeles. That shouldn't surprise anybody. And, of course, in the last year, I would argue that one of the highest-stress places to work, in part because of the lack of support of the local government, is in the Washington, D.C. area. And that runs, the study from September 2019 shows that about 17%, that's about 5% higher than the civilian level of suicide. And in the police force, it is easier and more likely to report things that are actually suicide as being accidental gun discharges or accidents because the police force itself does that in order to protect the individual and the families, and the families will do that. So it may actually even be higher, particularly in the last couple of years since that study was done at that time. So it is a problem. It needs our attention, and it's due to stress, and they need our support. Mm-hmm. But it has absolutely nothing to do with any stress caused because they were on duty on 6 January, notwithstanding the cherry-picked testimony by a select few of them by the Democrat Congress in the bogus hearings that we heard in the last couple of weeks.
You are so right. Now, the Taliban are making gains. We knew they were going to. Anybody that paid attention knew that they were going to come in here and just bulldoze their way across Afghanistan. But the other thing is it's not because we left early, as their president said yesterday. It's because their army is throwing down their weapons, getting rid of their uniforms, and running as fast as they can out of the area.
Yeah, the Afghanistan President Ghani, who made that claim, he's kind of wishy-washy and waffling, kind of like sometimes our president does on that. He negotiated hard to get us the heck out of there, and now he has the gall to say that it was our hasty withdrawal is the reason. But, yeah, here recently, only one remaining city in the Helmand province, right there around Kabul, the big one, is now taken over by the Taliban. And this was predictable. We should have seen this happening. If we had been better prepared, we could have done a withdrawal, but for political reasons, we didn't do the planning, and it is a bit hasty, a bit hastier than what it could have, should have been, and now we're doing that. But, of course, we have a lot of those Afghanistans that are now at Fort Lee, Virginia, and the media hasn't been able to get in there, but some members of Congress for the first time in the last day or two were able to see and visit with those refugees from Afghanistan that we're protecting, that we ushered out of Afghanistan. And there is a little bit of good news story, because after dragging our feet a lot on the expediting the visa process, folks, it looks like it's catching up, and so that's good. We're taking care of the folks that we should have done a little bit better pre-planning for to take care of, but that's ongoing. And they're basically living in the same kind of transient quarters that me and my family lived in. Quite often we were either coming on to or leaving any posts that we were assigned to. So they're being tended to there for late.
Now, the Congress is debating over the 2002 Iraq War Resolution authorizing force. I know they're going to change it. I don't know how, but what do you think?
The thing is about the whole discussion about congressional versus presidential or executive branch war powers, in my mind, ought to be, as Senator Mike Lee from Utah says, ought to be grounded in what the Constitution says. And it's kind of odd that whenever there's a discussion on this, whether we have a Republican or Democrat president, it finds strange bedfellows amongst Republicans and Democrats, because it's really a divide between those that are globalist and those that are nationalist. And there are Democrats and Republicans on both sides of that. So you've got Senator Mitt Romney and Senator Mike Lee from Utah that are actually on opposing sides in their testimony about what to do with the 2002 resolution for Iraq. Romney, predictably, he's along with Bush and all that. They are a Republican, globalist in nature, not nationalist. And so they were arguing about sending the wrong signal to Iran on this, while Mike Lee is the one conservative Republican that is advocating for this and giving, making, ensuring that Congress exercises its constitutional duties there. And honestly, I wish that they would take on, to begin with, that's the baseline issue. Mm-hmm. What is the Constitution say about who exercises what powers over the employment and funding of forces there,
right,
instead of picking one type of external conflict over another?
Well, you know, now we've got Somalia. We just flew another bombing run in there in Somalia, yeah, to go after al-Shabaab, and there's a lot of controversy over what are we doing with that, and do we have the authority to do that?
Yeah, and of course, the justification for that is tied to the resolution going back to 2002. So now the question is, okay, well, how far does that extend? Where is the red line on the executive branch's power to wage war and conflict? Where does it begin and stop? So the discussion is a great thing. It won't necessarily take the role, and but I think in the end we're going to be better off. At least I'm hopeful for that, but we'll see which way that goes. But it's a nationalist versus globalist discussion, less so than it is a red versus blue.
Now, I was happy to see that the VA finally did recognize the burn pit exposure, similar to the last years of recognition with the Blue Water Navy and their problem too that they had, of course, with Vietnam with the Agent Orange that was sprayed off some of those, or loaded on some of those ships and then, you know, sprayed over Vietnam. I had a friend of mine who was a Marine Corps pilot that died of Agent Orange because he actually flew and did that stuff. He got it all over himself and it was all over the jet and he sucked it down and all that stuff. So that's how come he wound up with what he wound up with. But what do you think? Where are we going with this? Because they came out and made another comment about that yesterday.
Captain, as you well know, it took us years to come around to recognizing Agent Orange,
yep,
and providing the veterans care for that.
Yep.
So when the Blue Navy came to light, we did an investigation for that. It took a while to make that happen, but it happened a lot more rapid than Agent Orange did. And so I think that's that precedent, and, of course, the VA being under fire in recent years and having to come around and reform, I think that set the stage so that when burn pit came to that, it came around. I've got a little personal response because my outfit, which deactivated as we came back to Third Armor Division, along with many other forces, I spent the better part of my 6 months in Desert Storm camped out in those areas.
Okay, hold that thought. I'm going to be right back with Colonel Kevin Wright. We're going to hold him over for another half segment or thereabouts, whatever, because we've still got some things to talk about. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the White House said the CDC did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a 60-day moratorium on Tuesday. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the coronavirus are increasing and likely would be exacerbated by mass evictions. There were 451 COVID-related deaths in America on Tuesday. The White House has targeted Republican officials for the rise in coronavirus cases. Speaking from the White House on Tuesday, President Biden specifically blamed Texas and Florida. What was not mentioned was Biden's open border policy that has allowed hundreds of thousands into the country unfettered, coming from countries with very low vaccine rates. For the first time, a film distributor will use Facebook to debut a movie. The Outsider, a controversial documentary about the construction of the 9/11 Museum in Manhattan, will premiere publicly on Facebook for about $4 on August 19th. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Frank. Frank's on Mondays and Fridays. And by the way, that total number is retroactive to the people on terrestrial radio as well as on the Internet, and there have been nights it's been higher than that. I'll just let you think about that for a while. Okay, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, Everglades Equipment Group is reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And yep, they're the guys that sell the green tractors. Yep, that's John Deere. And all the equipment related to John Deere. Blowers, mowers, tree trimmers, shears, the riding tractors, the riding mowers, the backhoes, all of that stuff. They got it all. And all you need to do is stop by your local Everglades Equipment Group. There are four of them in the state of Florida within the sound of my radio voice right now that can hear me, and you can hear me too. And all you got to do is stop by, go over there, and check them out. Now, here's the other thing you probably don't know about if you haven't been there. They've got flowers, they've got shrubs, they've got trees, they've got soil. They've got the fertilizer. They've got all the stuff that you need if you got a green thumb in you, because that all comes with some of the equipment you might have. Maybe you're a landscaper. Guess what? They can take care of you over there, too. So, Everglades Equipment Group, reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Lieutenant Colonel Retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain. I will wrap up the discussion that has to do with the burn pits and the VA And I'll use that as a lead into a plug for a fabulous event on August 28th, which you will be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
The VA is getting better. It underwent reform, is getting better, but we still got a ways to go. Probably because there's a glass ceiling, because it is a government bureaucracy. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the ways to make it better, and that what I'm working with Concerned Veterans of America to work with, and we are working with Congressman Greg Stube from Sarasota, Charlotte, and that area, his district,
yep,
to champion the True Choice Act, which will allow, if you are not getting the care and service that you need with the VA, to make it easier to get and make good on the promise that you can get the kind of care that you need outside of the VA.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like, I've got TRICARE Prime, but some veterans only have the VA, and their ability to work beyond the Buffalo and the delayed and the canceled appointments mm-hmm. is limited because they have no other options. So I champion that. And speaking of which, because his district does include Sarasota,
right,
on August 28th, here in a couple weeks, on Saturday, the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, on behalf of the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus, is hosting a Constitution Day breakfast, which is also the 30-year celebration of the Republican Liberty Caucus coming into being. We are separate and not chartered with the Republican Party, but we are the cautious of the Republican Party. And on August 28th at the Carlisle Inn, Bahia Vista in Sarasota, we've got two headline speakers, one of which is K. Carl Smith, who is the founder of the Frederick Douglass Republicans, and he's traveling down from Alabama for that, and he's a dynamo of a speaker. He is. The second headline speaker is Lucretia Hughes, and she's coming down from Atlanta. Neither one of them are strangers to Florida. They get invited to speak here, and for good reason. And people in Georgia say that Lucretia Hughes is their Candace Owens. Well, I will tell you, Lucretia Hughes is independent. Her husband, David, will tell you she's a fiercely independent woman, and she is strong in her own right. And she does have a lot in common with Candace, but she is great in her own. That's our two headline speakers. And you, Captain, you'll be down there because, one, you'll be representing yourself, but you'll also be introducing somebody that's familiar to the audience here, Amanda Mackey, who mm-hmm. recently declared that she's running again, and this time, we hope, successfully for United States Congress to take old Charlie Crist's spot that he's vacating.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And by the way, Charlie Crist was in the headlines yesterday prodding DeSantis to try to get him to require all the state employees to have a mandatory vaccine.
Yeah, and so the story goes.
Yeah,
why should we be surprised? And I don't know what Chris is thinking. If he thinks he wants to be governor in this state again, that will be a winning message. Hey, get the memo. We are behind our governor. We are behind Governor DeSantis.
You bet.
And it's largely because he is the opposite of what you and your Democrat cronies are advocating for.
And he's military.
Yeah. Oh, please. Yeah, you know, it's odd how we got some folks that they'll show the wave that veteran flag or I serve thing right there. Well, just like, you know, we had a discussion offline. We were talking about old Colonel Vindman.
Yep.
And I'm sorry. I will not lay claim. And the idea of seeing him in uniform and having him testify as he did in front of Congress, to me, is an embarrassment, as it is to most uniform, because he was self-serving, and he's proven that since he left the military, trying to sell his books,
yep,
and still trying to do it on the basis of having been in the military. Yep. It's disgraceful, in my opinion.
Well, Colonel, before I have to let you go, I know you want to say something to the Manatee Patriots, and especially Dr. Stephen Giafonte. He's in the hospital now, or is he at home? Is he at home now?
He's at home, thankfully, but I'll tell you, he Dr. Stephen Giafonte and Marine, who set up all the speakers that we have each week with the former Tea Party, but it's now the Manatee Patriots, he's been at home, and he's treating COVID, as is Marine, but he seems to be hit the worst. We did a prayers for him at our meeting last night, but I asked all the prayer warriors out there, stand up for Dr. Stephen Giafonte and Marine. They're great patriots, great advocates, and, of course, they're friends of mine, as well as is the Mixons and Mixons Fruit Farm. And, of course, the captain comes down there, and he's friends of all these folks as well. So I appreciate that, Captain.
All righty. Well, listen, tell us about Manatee Republican Liberty Caucus. You've got a Facebook page.
We do. We don't have a website, but we do have a Facebook page. Now, the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida has both a web page as well as Facebook page. But they can look for me there. And if they go on and they buy a $30 ticket for a blockbuster event on the 28th of August, we will recruit them and encourage them to join the Republican Liberty Caucus, as we did with Captain Matt Bruce up there in Pinellas County, because we are the fastest growing organization not associated with the party in the nation.
Yep.
We have tripled in size in the last year.
All right. Well, Colonel, I will talk to you next week. I'll see you soon. Maybe I'll see you Thursday for lunch.
All right, Captain. I hope to do exactly that. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it as always.
All right. Take care, my friend. All right. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright retired, and I'll be at Mixon Farms on Thursday for lunch. Okay, real quick, because we've got Brandon Rimes going to do a hold over here from the Consumer Quarterback Show. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Are you on vacation?
Just got back.
Oh, just got back. Okay, because I was going to say you weren't here yesterday, and I thought that you were under the weather or something. They said, no, you were on vacation. All right. So, what's your – and by the way, I hope you had a great vacation. Now, did you get an opportunity in your travels to see some of the problems that we're currently having with the COVID pandemic and people trying to get, you know, there's jobs that are open, and maybe you stopped at a restaurant or something and it took you a while to get service because they didn't have enough servers. Did you run into something like that?
Well, yeah, that's a common theme. And we went to Southwest Florida, down where I'm from, and had some times out on the water with Freedom Boat Club and some of their reciprocals. But yeah, so that's the common theme. And the other thing that's very palpable right now also, Captain, is the foreclosure moratorium coming to an end. So unfortunately, it seems like that's going to happen. And I was looking at a website or a video that was on social where a group of just went to the door of Nancy Pelosi and put an eviction notice on her door. Allegedly, the video showed in San Francisco. But yeah, so Congress took their break and didn't address that issue. But at some time, this foreclosure moratorium leading to him.
Well, we'll get into a discussion about that on the other side of the break. That I'm just looking at the clock and I'm coming up on it right now. But the CDC, not having the authority, extended the moratorium to October the 3rd. But they do not have the authority to do that. So, therefore, it's like me saying, yep, we're going to wait till October the 3rd before we do anything. So, that's still sort of in limbo. Congress has to pass a legislation of some sort to do that. Hang on. We're coming right back with more with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. His website, consumerqb.com. You hear him on the flagship station here, AM 860, The Answer. And he's also heard around the country, consumer quarterback. Check him out, Brandon Rimes. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,150. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate that in this portion of the program. Brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall Uncle Sam with the red, white, and blue American flag. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of money. All right, back to Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. I pushed the right button and I get you there, don't I, Brandon?
Yes, sir. You're right.
Yeah, I did. I pushed the button and went to the left, and boom, there I am. Okay, well, you know, again, you mentioned the moratorium, and yes, the moratorium did expire originally Saturday night, and the people that need to be concerned are the renters. because I know that a lot of the places where they had apartments and whatnot and they weren't paying the rent, they already had the paperwork all done, were ready to turn it in to the courts on Monday when they knew they could get there to do it, and there was a mass push to get that done in some cases. Now, yesterday, last night, we hear that the CDC has recommended, because they can make no laws, they can do nothing other than make a recommendation, has recommended that the moratorium be extended until October the 3rd. Now, does that mean it's going to be? No, it doesn't.
Right, and the challenge is that there's an eviction moratorium, and there's also a one for the Freddie and Fannie Mac, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae loans.
Right.
So there's two different types. So the one for the renters, if you think about it, that really hurts more of the small business owners. Let's say I was going to be retiring and I worked my tail off my entire career and I bought five or six rental properties to have as my investments for retirement. Now that hurts a small business owner type person. And again, let's not forget that this all started from these overreach, government overreach lockdowns that should have never happened in the first place.
Correct.
That so many people are against. Mass mandates and lockdowns. Now the passport mandates.
Yep.
That they started in New York City. So the government overreach caused the problem. And, you know, what could potentially happen here again is, like we've talked about, we like to beat up on BlackRock and some of these big hedge fund buyers, and you know, the multi-millionaire, billionaire buyers,
mm-hmm.
institutional buyers, will come in and buy up all this inventory, raise the rents, and make it even harder, more expensive for renters to rent those same homes that they're going to be turning into rental properties.
Now, I had a caller earlier who talked about the Communist Manifesto and said that one of the things that the communists do is they come in and they buy everything up because they want to be the one that's in charge, and then they turn around and decide who's going to live here and who's going to live there. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, and it's all part of their game, and it's essentially what they do also is they can inflict certain, and I've read a couple articles about the example I just gave, BlackRock buying up inventory.
Mm-hmm.
It said something to the effect that they will not allow guns in their homes.
Right.
So now if you have the management that's an owner, that's an institutional owner, and they come in with their own artificial set of rules and say, oh, no, you can't have a gun while you're living with us. I mean, that's all a step in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Now, the other thing is I think it's fair to say that people are starting to go back to work in the states where the unemployment has been taken away, the extra unemployment. But the problem with that seems to be we had a couple of states that were, the lawsuit was brought in, and the states lost the lawsuit, and they had to turn around and pay them the extra $300 a week back on their unemployment, which I thought was crazy. Both of them, I believe, were blue states, and I can't remember what the states were. But my point was, is that why in the hell was that allowed to happen? I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, that's again, you know, it's a step in the wrong direction, and it's not what America stands for. We, you know, we stand for free and open markets, capitalism,
mm-hmm.
People getting out and working, supporting one another, small businesses, and banding together. And unfortunately, it's the bureaucrats that are in power and they're running these institutions, I guess, that make the changes.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to let you go because I'm running out of time, but I want you to give everybody your website and how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, reach out at consumerqb.com is our website. ConsumerQB, like quarterback, consumerqb.com. And also our hotline. You can call us or text us at 813-750-0550. That's an off-air number. You can call or text 813-750-0550, and we promise to get back to you before our head hits the pillow.
All right. Well, listen, Brandon, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, and I hope to see you soon.
Hey, thanks, Captain. Appreciate it, man.
All right, take care, my friend. All right, that's Brandon Rimes, a consumer quarterback, and you hear him weekdays here on my flagship station here in Tampa in the afternoons. That go to theanswertampa.com to find out more. Now, got about a minute and a half left here, roughly. And what I want to mention right now is the fact that we are facing some real challenges here in this country. And we've got leaders that we need to understand that they're not doing the job that they were elected to do. One of them is Governor Cuomo, and I want to talk to my friends and neighbors up in New York that I still maintain conversations with. Listen to this, first of all, and then I'll be back to you in about 30 seconds.
New York's Attorney General says the investigation found that Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women in and out of state government. At the White House, fellow Democrat Joe Biden said it's time for Cuomo to step down.
I think he should resign.
The president joins a growing list of other party officials who believe the governor should resign. In a video statement, Cuomo apologized to two accusers but denied other allegations as false. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, that's my buddy Greg Cluxton, and, of course, he sends me things, and I play them when he sends them to me because he's one of the best reporters in the country. His beat is, of course, Washington, D.C. and the White House, to be specific. But the thing of it is you people in New York, you need to wake up right now. You need to smell the roses and get rid of this rat you've got up there named Andrew Cuomo. He's no good. He's lost the ability to be able to govern. You cannot believe him. You cannot trust him. And you need to get a hold of the members of your state legislature up there and say, okay, boys and girls, it's time to impeach this guy and get him the hell out of office. And I don't care if they charge him or they're not going to charge him or they're not going to this and not going to do that. You have got to get this guy out of office. He's got to go. This is what's bad about America. Allowing these people to be your elected official. He's lost the ability and the trust of the people. You ought to read that report, the 155-page report. There's a couple things in there that'll wake you up as to the type of person that Governor Cuomo is. And I've been around a lot of Italians, okay? Yeah, they can hug you, they can kiss you, they can do this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, but not in the way that Cuomo was doing it. Not in the way Cuomo was doing it. Cuomo, for lack of better words, could probably be described in some circles as a pervert. And I'm not exaggerating. Read the report from Letitia James. Read the report. It'll wake you up. All right. Another great show. Thanks to everybody that participated last night. Our guests, our callers, the people in the chat room, all the messages we got all night long. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel, 2 a.m. Have yourself a great day. And remember, it's all about we. We the people. I'll see you tonight.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.